2. Politics is infused with the cult of communism. For thousands of years, the main institution of political power was monarchy, which received its authority from God. Heaven endowed the ruler with the divine right of kings. Emperors and kings performed a sacred role as intermediaries between man and God. Today, many nations are run by democracies. In practice, democracy isn't the rule of the people, but rather the rule of the representative chosen by the people. The election of a president is a democratic procedure. Once in office, the president has broad powers over politics, economics, the military, foreign relations, and so on. Democracy cannot guarantee that good people will be elected. As the overall moral standard of society sinks, the winning candidates may well be those who specialize in empty or inflammatory rhetoric or are prone to cronyism. The damage to society is huge when a democracy does not take provisions to maintain the moral standards set by God's. The advantages of electoral representation disappear and are subsumed into mob politics that throw society into chaos and fragmentation. The point is not to debate the respective merits of a particular political system. We are simply stating that moral values are the cornerstone of social stability and harmony. Democracy and the rule of law are merely the format by which society operates. A. The convergence of politics and religion in the CCP cult. The Chinese Communist Party's rule is a political cult that is fully integrated with the power of the state. The ideology of this cult is forced upon the people to destroy their morality. At the same time, it rules society using criminal methods, dragging people toward ruin. The CCP's rule is often described as a continuation of the imperial system, but this is terribly mistaken. Traditional Chinese monarchs did not claim to define moral values. Instead, they saw themselves as acting within the restraint of moral standards set by gods or heaven. The CCP, on the other hand, monopolized the very concept of morality itself. No matter how many evils it commits, the CCP can still regard itself as great, glorious, and correct, in its own words. Morality is set by God, not man. Standards of good and evil stem from divine commandment, not the ideological pretensions of some political party. Monopolizing the right to define morality inevitably leads to the mixing of church and state, which in the case of the CCP, manifests itself with the typical features of a malicious cult. The Communist Party enshrines Marx as its spiritual lord and takes Marxism as universal truth. Communism's promise of a heaven on earth lures its followers to lay down their lives for it. Its cult-like features include but are not limited to these: inventing doctrine, crushing opposition, worshipping the leader, regarding itself as the sole source of righteousness, using forceful brainwashing and mind control, having a tight organization that one can join but never leave, promoting violence and bloodlust, and encouraging martyrdom for the religious cause. Communist leaders such as Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Kim Il-sung all had their own cults of personality. They were the popes of the communist cult in their respective countries, with unquestioned authority to determine right and wrong. Whether they killed or lied, they were always correct, which was justified by explanations that they were motivated by a higher purpose or that they were playing the long game. The citizens of these countries were made to abandon their own understandings of moral good. Being forced to lie or do evil under the party's command brought people psychological and spiritual trauma. Traditional Orthodox religions teach people to be good, but the cult of communism, being built on hatred, takes the exact opposite stance. Though the Communist Party also spoke of love, the love it advocated is predicated on a foundation of hate. For example, proletarians are capable of class friendliness because they face a common enemy, the capitalists. In China, the way to show patriotism is to hate America, hate France, hate Japan, hate Korea, hate Taiwan, and hate overseas Chinese who criticize the CCP.